You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to share a little story with you about money.
Okay.
Can you handle that?
I can handle it.
This is a story about an employee who works at a Goodwill store in Oklahoma where the wind... Anyway, this employee was going through some clothes that had been donated and happened to find in a couple of old sweaters some cash. That's not that surprising. Mm-mm. You reach your hand into a pocket and you find a fiver or a 10, sometimes a 20, and you're like, oh, 20 Ooh, bucks.
Score.
Right on. Well, this person didn't find $20 in the sweater, found instead $42,000 in cash.
Ooh. So that's when you ball up that sweater, put it in a backpack, and you leave for the day, right?
Yeah. $42,000. Now, we should point out, good karma pays off. This employee made sure that they tracked down the person who made the donation of the sweaters, got the money back to them, and that family immediately gave her $1,000 as a thank you
gift. Oh, that's good.
So it all's well that ends well. She got $1,000 for doing the right thing. But Jeremy and I want to back this truck up just a little bit. It's a feel-good story, right? They got the money back. They gave her a reward. Everything's good. But let's go all the way to the beginning of this. Who is keeping $42,000 in cash on their person and just throwing it into the pockets of a sweater?
Was this an elderly person, an elderly situation? Because you hear about these stories of people, you know, from a different generation that stockpile cash all around the house. And this probably was this. Did the story say? I didn't see the story.
I didn't see that part of it. I can go back and try to dig it up. But, I mean, were your grandparents that way? Did they have cash stashed in various places?
No. Knick-Knack's grandpa was, when he passed away, they had to search the house. Because he had little paper, brown paper bags full of cash stashed all around the house. Like, when he went to go buy a new Buick, he brought $30,000 in a little plastic bag or paper bag to the dealership and dropped it on the table and said, you know, give me your finest Buick. That's how he rolled. Because, you know, a different generation. They didn't trust the banks.
But you told me once, I can't remember how long ago, you told me that you paid cash like that for cars.
I received cash like that for cars. Well, I've purchased a few cars that were not in that range with some cash. But yeah, like the last car we sold, Knick-Knack had a Yukon or something, and we got 10, 12 grand, something like that. And the guy rolled up with cash and bought it from us.
Do you trust that?
Everything cleared. It cleared the bank. It was funny because he came to our house and he gave us the envelope, and Nicole stood outside while we all stood outside while she went through every $100 bill, held it up to the sun so she could see the little strip and the watermark on the $100 bill.
She knows exactly what
12 grand
for.
Worth. So yeah, she was up looking, up looking, up looking.
What if there's some of those older hundreds that didn't have that stuff?
I still think there's things that you can look for. The watermark's been there for a while of Ben Franklin's face. But everything cleared, everything was fine. And, you know, he was a former police officer that we felt fairly comfortable.
What's he doing with $12,000 in cash?
I don't know. He came from quite a ways away to look at the car, and I think he really wanted it, so he just was prepared. And he didn't have, he didn't know who to make a cashier's check out to or anything, so he just brought a wad of cash. That's happened a few times with some vehicles I've sold, just cash on the spot.
Think of how much cash I've ever had in my pocket at one time. I don't think it's ever been more than like 1,000 that I've ever had on me. Maybe 2,000.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable knowing, like, when you sell that vehicle and you got a pocket full of $12,000. You're very careful, you know, where you put it. You always know where it is. And then walking that thing into the bank, you're like, you're looking around before you get out of your car, you know, and then you sprint into the bank. That's a lot of cash if you were to get jumped or something.
Don't you think when you plop $12,000 to $15,000 in $100 bills on the counter in front of the bank teller, Don't you figure that their thought immediately goes to the fact that you're a drug dealer or something? Because...
Well, if you go in and start blowing the powder off of it, yeah, probably. Hold on.
Because, I mean, I know, you know, you can have a garage sale and make $400 or $500. That's not $12,000.
I think those people see, the people at the bank see that much cash going in and out on a daily basis that it's nothing to them. You know, they just walk over to that little machine, shove it in there, and it, you know, does its thing, counts them out.
How's it go again? That's really good.
Not bad, huh?
Just like it.
Very similar to my sprinkler. And then they, you know, write you the receipt and you go on with your life.
I remember one time going in with a check after closing on a house that I sold.
Those are fun.
And I was going to deposit, you know, the equity check in. And I remember it was a new teller, very young. When I handed the check, they quite loudly, so that even people at the line next to us could hear, said, "Wow, where'd you get all this?"
You're not supposed to ask that.
You're not.
That's when you say something awkward, you know. I knocked a guy
off. I believe I said drug deal or something like that. But
I'm not allowed to say.
Wow, where'd you get all this? Shh, shh, shh.
Oh, my God.
You're new here,
aren't
you? So you've asked listeners about how much cash
I'm trying to find it. Which did I put it on my personal page?
You put it on your personal page.
How come I can't find it?
And you were putting down on there, like, what's the most cash you've ever had on you?
I seriously cannot find it.
It's the curse of the Pharaoh.
It's the Pharaoh. Oh, wait, here. Hold on. Here it is. Okay, I found
so
it.
So what are the amounts?
The amounts are $18,000. I will say there's a lot of settlement issues that popped up, whether it's I've seen some dog biting ones or motorcycle crashes.
Really?
Or so $18,000 for a dog bite
settlement.
Hold
on a second. You're telling me that if you settle with someone in a like a dog biting incident, they must pay you cash? That a check?
I guess somebody will say, "Hey, I'll give you 18 grand if we just shut up about this and move on."
Oh, you're saying like an under the table settlement.
I'm wondering if that's what this was on a couple of these. I don't know. Somebody got 18 grand because a dog bit him. So that's all I'm saying. I don't know the deets behind it. Here's $5,000 for an accident settlement. Somebody has a motorcycle accident settlement. $30,000 in cash on them.
Cash
money. Melissa was going to go buy a shed for $7,500, so she had $7,500 on her. Mary said, "A couple $100, I was going to Vegas soon." I wrote back, "Whoa, big spender, whoa."